I'm old, I'm small, and I'm grumpy. That's all you need to know about me. I mean, it might also help to know that I'm a turtle, but honestly, I don't care what you know. I'm just here to tell you the real story. Tell you that the pigs were at fault, not that poor wolf. He was barely a wolf, more like the product of a wolf and a sheepdog. Scrawny, shaggy. Anyway, you probably want to know what's so bad about the pigs. They ruined everything, that's what. They came trudging through that valley. They came running across the fields. Then they dove straight into the pond where I live. They ruined the reeds where the bass live, and they mixed up the water with all the mud settled at the bottom every day. Trees, clay, and the farmer's hay began to disappear as they built their houses. Not just one, three. The three little pigs decided that they each needed their own house. If that's not a selfish use of land, I'm not sure what is. There are so many creatures living in this valley. Families. After they finished their houses, the pond was in bad shape. The once quiet landscape was now covered and shaded by these almost industrial-looking houses. The swans, they begged them to leave. The ducks, they migrated early. The fish swam down the creek. The level of the water in the pond got so low that the beaver family had to find another pond. One day, that wolf I mentioned earlier showed up at the pond, and I started making a plan. I wanted those pigs off my land, off our land. So I asked the wolf to do me a favor. I asked him to simply go knock on each of the house's doors. Each pig's door. He's a nice enough guy, the wolf. He's a little dense, but after some convincing, he decided to help me. So, long story short, he walks up to the house of straw, the smallest of the three, and the lamest. Like, straw, really? Anyway, he knocks on the door, and his heavy hand immediately makes the whole thing come crumbling down, because it was made of straw. The pig inside was screaming and crying, and then he ran so fast to his sister's house. The wolf looked like he felt so guilty, and I felt bad, but I really needed this to work. So, I ushered him to the next house. As he psyched himself up to, you know, go knock on that door, I laid down right in his path. Then he stepped forward and tripped over me and knocked right into that crappy wooden shack of a house. And again, the whole thing came down. The two pigs were freaked out, and they ran as hard as they could to their big brother's brick house. They slammed the door shut and bolted it. The wolf knocked on the door a lot of times, trying to apologize, but they never answered. So, eventually, that poor guy felt so bad that he climbed up to the chimney. He yelled down the chimney for hours, saying that he was sorry. But eventually he fell in. The pigs were cooking dinner. They were boiling some stew when he fell. Poor wolf. And eventually, that wolf's family came looking. Let's just say they weren't too happy to know that the pigs ate their kin. And let me tell you, those pigs disappeared within the hour. And I'm not sure if they were chased out or eaten. All I care to know is that they and their homes are gone. And the pond is back to normal. I have no regrets. I'm just an old, grumpy turtle. And that's that.